Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR reporting staff. Karen, we have some polling numbers, and I'm wondering what you think of them. It looks as if Anthony Brown is just marginally stronger than he was before, and he's been pretty strong.
Yeah, but he's very strong. I mean, there's been a little bit of tightening since the last time the Sun polled in February, but the lieutenant governor seems to have a commanding lead, and the two challengers, Heather Mazier and Doug Gansler, their totals together don't match Brown. So it kind of looks like the race is over, but yet, you know, Brown's people sent out an email just yesterday after the poll came out saying, our enemy now is complacency. We got to get everybody to the polls. So they're not taking it for granted.
Karen, I think it's a little unclear whether the images that Mr. Brown projected during the television debate and the one after that on radio, whether they have really registered with voters.
You know, it doesn't really look like it. I mean, our feeling all along has been that people are really not tuned into this. They're not really paying attention. The people who are the insiders who are already part of the game. And, you know, people are not that unhappy in Maryland. It's another thing that the polls suggest. The Democrats, in particular, they think they're happy with the O'Malley administration. They think things are just going in the right direction. So it's very hard for challengers to come in and say, you know, we have to throw the bums out and let's change Maryland. Despite that being a Republican slogan, it doesn't look like it's going to work for the Democrats. But, of course, you can never say never.
Karen, you and I were both, having been around here a while, we're thinking about 1978 and whether there was any possibility that Heather Mazier would be able to come out of the weeds and surprise.
Well, we were looking for her to pull a Harry Hughes, as we called it, because, of course, Harry was in a similar situation. Blair Lee was acting governor, had been lieutenant governor, took over after Marvin Mandel went to jail. There was a flashy challenger, Ted Venatoulis, who was kind of running as the outside guy, and Hughes was the long shot, the lost ball in tall grass, who was able to come up from behind like Seabiscuit and just pass those front runners with large help from the Baltimore Sun endorsing him on the front page. And also, we were in a state of terrible corruption, and people were very unhappy. So it was a much different situation.
Yes, and we don't see anything like that this time. And that's the difference. That leverage is just not there for the challengers.
No, the voters are just complacent and, I guess, happy or just not miserable.
You know, again, the poll pushed hard on people and said, do you think you might change your mind? And hardly anybody said that they would.
Doubtful.
Karen, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.